This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now 7 after the hour, this is our weekly overview. When I say our, the folks who are on the DJV program with me, that would be Jennifer Horn. Normally she's off today, but Victoria Keelan is here, Jay Kirshner is here, I'm Doug Steffen, and my friend John Harper, who runs WMEL on the Space Coast in Florida, someone that I have always found an interesting go-to person when it comes to his thoughts about what's going on in the world of conversation. He'd been running a talk radio station and stations there in that market for years and years and years, and has one. I think you and I first got together, though, when I was participating in launches and things at the Kennedy Space Center. Although you started carrying this program almost when it was the Good Day program, almost at its inception, right? Didn't you?
Yeah, exactly. Back in the early 90s.
Yes.
When did you start?
I started in 1988, and I think you were one of the first. It had to have been right around 1990 when you started.
You were
one of the first in a group of a few dozen who signed on within the first year or so. It was October of 88 when I started doing this. So I think you came about in the spring of 1990. Good heavens. That's a long time.
January 1990, yeah.
Yep, there you go. All right, so John and Victoria and Jay are here as we go through the stories. For those of you who are new, like the folks in the Finger Lakes, we have four new stations in the Finger Lakes region of New York. The idea here is for us to take the top 10 stories as determined by the folks at Talkers Magazine, and Talkers is the Bible of the talk radio industry. This hour becomes a companion piece for the official talk radio countdown show that we do every week with Michael Harrison. Go through the stories, the top 10 stories as deemed by Talkers in their research, listening to talk radio stations and programs, talking to hosts around the country. So we have a people list, we have a story list, and I try to do this differently every week because I don't want it to become a source of pedanticism. Is that a word? I don't want it to sound the same every week. Even though Casey Kasem, who was the master of countdowns, you know, it was done the same way. It was a formulaic thing. I honestly am not great with formulas. There are certain times I have to do commercials and stop and start and that sort of thing. But I think that it becomes more interesting and intriguing if we take this project on differently. So I'm going to start with number one this week. I'm going to start with number two. Number two is COVID and all the variants and the resurgence of people getting sick, that sort of thing, from Thanksgiving. And I'm going to take a sort of different approach and then look for the reaction of the ladies and gentlemen who are here. And you certainly always can comment on our social media as well. Easy to do that. Social media, Twitter handle and Instagram at DJV Show, Facebook.com/DJV Show. So with regard to COVID and the events that surround it, I saw something that intrigued me, and I'm not often intrigued by the New York Times. As a matter of fact, I think mostly it's a good fish wrapper. But they pointed out something in taking a shot at Tucker Carlson or Laura Ingraham or Mark Levin or Donald Trump himself, that is becoming more obvious. Whether it's good or bad, you have to be the judge of that, and maybe it becomes a discussion of political stripes. But more Republicans are dying of COVID than Democrats. And to follow the trail, more Republicans are dying because more Republicans refuse to get the vaccine. And, you know, you look at the red states, you look at the blue states, and who's getting vaccinated and who isn't. A lot of places, there are people who just are not wanting to get the vaccine. So I don't use the term conservative, as you've noticed if you've listened to me over the years. I use right of center and left of center, because the term conservative, in my mind and experience, has nothing to do with politics, really. It has to do with what the word's about, and that is saving things. So in this circumstance, it certainly doesn't apply because the conservatives aren't saving even themselves, if you want to use that term. So, and it also is interesting, you know, to note that Tucker Carlson and Laura Ingraham and Mark Levin and Donald Trump had the shots. And yet they lead a chorus of people who seem not to want to get the shots. And so I find it, I don't know, I just think it's kind of a needless, it's just another way to sell more newspapers and magazines, taking this approach, finding people who have just one point of view. But there is a vaccination gap, and it is, as I just described. And there are more people who, if you look at the stats, have described themselves as Republicans who have died in terms of sheer numbers than Democrats. So what does that tell us? Does it mean anything? Is this more in a right versus left conversation? Or is there something to behold here? I'll go around the room. John, I'm not going to do ladies first. I'll do you first because you're our guest. What's your read on that?
Well, it's an interesting take on the entire COVID situation. Frankly, one that I had not heard, but I'm not really surprised about either. The entire virus has become political, as I think many people would agree with, and it's unfortunate that it's come down to the point of right of center or left of center. There seems to be this this theory that it's all a left of center type of virus. And as a result, a lot of people are not being vaccinated. I know there are a lot of minorities that feel that the vaccination is not good, and they've not taken it, mm-hmm. and they won't take it. So that's been a problem with the pandemic in general, and here in our country. So how we get over that, I'm not quite sure. I know the latest numbers as far as vaccination goes here in the country is something like 60% or close to 61%. And I'm wondering whether or not that 75% level that we've heard about now for the past year, if that's going to have any effect on being able to curtail the virus or not. So it's an interesting take and one that I think presents some problems that are inherent with not taking the vaccination as a result of being either right of center, as you said, and it's one that we'll have to watch a little bit closer to see what happens.
Interesting, because most black Americans describe themselves, if they're asked, as either independents or Democrats. There are black Republicans for sure, and more of them, but still black Americans are not, as you just pointed out, getting the shots because of the mistrust of the system. By the way, this is information that comes from the Kaiser Family Foundation that you can research any which way but loose. All right, so Victoria, Jay, what do you think about this? Do you have a comment?
I'm sort of like what John said. I can't say that I'm surprised, and that's really unfortunate, you know, because it's so political. You can just predict these types of things. Who wears a mask? Well, you're typically on the left if you wear a mask, and who wants to get vaccinated and who doesn't? It's just, it's
such a shame.
At least
you're an independent. You can be an independent or to the left, kind of. That seems to be where the numbers are. But if you're on the right, chances are
more. But you know, but what I'm saying though is you can place a bet and probably not be wrong, you know, on as to these things. And that's really unfortunate and shows the degree of how political thinking has invaded our self-preservation. And it's just, and that's health. And I don't know. It's a shame. I want everyone to be safe and happy. We've lost loved ones to COVID. And it's just, it's an unnecessary thing. This is unnecessary that we're, you know, shutting down schools and businesses and the economy. This doesn't have to happen.
Well, the more upset the public gets with it, it leads to more advances, if you will, in the vaccination of the mask wearing one way or the other. Jay, you have a thought? Yes, no?
Yeah, well, to add to the assumptions of everything, I've been at the grocery store wearing my mask, and I have had people ask me why I chose not to be vaccinated. for the pure fact that I was wearing a mask. I am vaccinated.
See, and that's funny, but you're in Tennessee. Right, so you're in Tennessee, and the funny thing is I'm in New Jersey, and we assume that if you're wearing a mask, you have been vaccinated, because people who wear a mask are also the ones who are, you know, care more about their personal health and care more, and this is the assumption, that they care more about not spreading it. So that's really interesting. It's the opposite up in the north in New York and New Jersey.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting also to understand what mental health toll, the way that people, this is referred to by some as the second pandemic, people in their mental attitude, people are fried with this, staying home, not working, running out of money, whatever it is that was created by this, by the Chinese government's virus, and more and more people hopefully are getting into that. We ought to talk about our relationship with China, because that is another very important item that's on the story list this week, along with the release of information about the JFK assassination. All of those things are included in the top 10 stories, which we continue to purview here on our talk radio review. It's Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, John Harper from WMEL. I'm Doug Steffen. It's 17 after the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The best way to lose weight, the best defense is a good offense. Doesn't that apply to weight?
If you are taking Calitrin this time of the year, you can actually be losing weight. For sure not gaining weight, but losing weight this time of the year, even with the food everywhere. You know, our customers tell us that when they're taking Calitrin, not only are they losing the inches and looking better, but they feel better. So when you have more energy throughout your day, you don't crave the food like you did before. You know, you're not having the afternoon crashes. Collagen protein is one of the most satiating nutrients there is. It's naturally boosting your metabolism by rebuilding that lean muscle tissue.
So let's talk about the deal. What's the deal right now as we get into turkey time?
Well, turkey time deal is the biggest sale we do all year. People wait on this one, but it's the unlimited buy three, get three free. Use the promo code DJV, and that's going to save you on shipping, too, so you won't have to pay shipping on those orders. So toploss.com. And if you have questions, you can also chat with us online or call us 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
All right, so we have the JFK assassination information as number 10 this week on the story list from Talkers Magazine. If any or all of you, I was reading this, Victoria, actually, you sent me a good summary of it, and I'm reading through it and then mentioning...
Not a whole lot, right?
Well, it's the same, you know, they're still putting their foot in the water. They don't really get to the bottom line. Remember, John, when I used to have Jack Anderson on all the time?
Sure,
the columnist did the Washington merry-go-round. He and I became great friends. He's a wonderful guy and one of the most interesting storytellers. And he wrote a book about all of this stuff and got right to the bottom line. And as a result of, I never actually put this together, but right after the book was published, he got mugged on a street in Washington, hit over the head with a pipe, and he never was the same again. He had Parkinson's and then died. But it was the things that he exposed in his book. Some of them have chortled their way back into this new release, but there's a lot of paper here and there's not much new information. The suggestion of the Italian, of the mafia and the Cubans and the communists and but you know, Jack brings it right to the bottom line, and that he names the names of the mafiosos who were responsible for colluding with the Chinese. So that's, I mean, with the with.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. and sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
All right, 23 after the hour now on our talk radio review. Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan, Jake Kirshner, and John Harper from WMEL in Florida. So the what we do during this portion of each hour on the DJV program is to take comments from social media, stories that are trending on social media. So one of the things that came up this week was a statement that I made on the air that I didn't believe that Donald Trump, even if he ran, would ever be president again. And Jennifer Horn, God love her, I said, I'll bet you $100. And Jennifer said, I'll take that bet. And so then we got a lot of responses. So you want to go through some of the responses from people with that premise. Will he run for president again?
Yeah, these ones come from Twitter. Stevenson 3033 tweeted that if he's smart, he won't run again because he can't win. But his ego probably doesn't recognize that.
Mm-hmm.
Doug Keller believes he will run again and can understand why people like him, adding he's different, he did things that weren't mainstream, he did get things done, but questions how there could be any support for him following January 6th.
You know, I got to jump in on that. That's number three this week on the story list. I'm this business of all of the family members and people who were close advisors that told him to get up and say something. I think that's the most interesting twist on this week, don't you think? In a specific way, John.
No doubt about it. And I think the family members, as you said, Doug, who have come out and reportedly told him, "You got to stop this. You got to make some type of a statement."
Tell them to go home.
They were trying to get to Mark Meadows and trying to get him to get to Trump. There definitely is a lot of smoke to that fire right there, and I think that is going to be very damaging.
If he runs for president again, that's going to be the number one. I predict the number one thing that the Democrats throw at him. That stuff is not going to help him at all. All right. So, what other comments you got there, Jay, on that question?
B-Duster 65 tweets that it doesn't matter if Trump runs again because voters don't make the decisions; the people who count the votes do.
This is cynical.
Okay.
Well, that's an interesting
an opinion.
It sure is. Okay, next up, thoughts on COVID. What do we have?
Oh, my goodness. It is astounding. Everybody wants us to stop talking about it. Everyone is tired of hearing about it. Al McEwen wants us to
spread
everything. Everyone else is talking about it nonstop and covering things, and he wants us to be a place away from it. Otto Ball also wants us to stop discussing COVID and asks why there's not more conversation happening around the Maxwell trial or ongoing scandals surrounding the Dugars. John H. John H. Not wrong there, though. John H. wonders if COVID is becoming more endemic and moving forward, kind of being toward... moving forward towards being more like the common cold, and also opines if the best we can do is focus on building up our immune system with zinc and vitamin C and D.
Good for you. That's thank you, John. Is that John Harper, John H? Could be. The idea that our immune system is really the best, Jack Stockwell, who's one of the doctors associated with our DJV program, is very vehement when it comes to building up and keeping your immune system strong. And zinc, golden seal, echinacea, vitamin C, all of those things are great ways of tuning up your immune system. Yeah,
Those are all great things, and I support all of that. And nutritionally, yeah. I think we all need to do that. The problem, though, is that so many doctors working in COVID ICU units say, well, everyone thinks their immune system is strong and robust until they're in the ICU unit they don't want to get a vaccine. And then it's like, oh, well, sorry, there are things stronger than your immune system.
All right, New Yorkers support Andrew. Let's quickly, Jay, Andrew Cuomo. Running again, a couple of quick comments.
No, pretty much everyone was like, didn't vote for him the first time, not going to vote for him again. And Andy Brinkley has the winning comment Dan Myers has the winning comment that nobody outside of New York City, the rest of the people in New York State, never had a need for him.
Or use for him. And his brother either. They've kind of been tied together now in the circumstances they...
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden, in a meeting Thursday with medical advisors, discussed the pandemic.
It's here now, and it's spreading, and it's going to increase. For unvaccinated, we are looking at a winter of severe illness and death for unvaccinated. For themselves, their families, and the hospital, they'll soon overwhelm.
Biden said the country was in a better position to deal with the Omicron variant because of steps taken to limit travel and increase access to boosters. The CDC says most Americans should be given the Pfizer or Moderna vaccines instead of the Johnson & Johnson shot that can cause rare but serious blood clots. The panel recommended the unusual move of giving preference late Thursday, and the CDC director, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, accepted the panel's advice. It should be noted the Moderna vaccine carries a slight risk of heart problems, a study of the entire population of Denmark found Friday. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
It's time again for Wreaths Across America this Saturday, the 18th. Program leader Karen Worcester on Fox News explains.
Well, this is Wreaths Across America Day, as you said, is the 18th this year, and at more than 3,100 locations all over the country. We're going to be placing veterans' wreaths on the graves of men and women who served this country and brought us that freedom. So great thanks to all of the location coordinators and all the volunteers who've been working year-round to spread the mission to remember, honor, and teach. So it all culminates tomorrow as we go into the cemeteries, we say their names, and we take an opportunity to teach our kids about their heritage, because their knowing their heritage is the best building block for our kids' future that we possibly could stand them on.
Karen tells us how you can get involved.
Well, you can go to wreathsacrossamerica.org and you can find a location near you. Make sure you do look for times, because some of the times vary, start times, and also the CDC rules and where people are in dealing with COVID. But please take the opportunity. Take your kids. Talk to them about their history. Talk to them about their heritage. Talk to them about their future, because the best of what we are as a country is represented in those cemeteries.
The first ever millipede with more than 1,000 legs has been discovered in Western Australia. It was found 60 meters underground in a mining area in the Eastern Goldfields region. In fact, it had 1,300 plus legs. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
The great pandemic of 1918, the Spanish flu. With no vaccines then, but there was eventually a mutant that originated, and this was very contagious, but not very dangerous. The Spanish flu, the H1N1 influenza, vanished. And I'm hoping that Omicron is this mutant that will finally get rid of all this COVID-19.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com. or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, 34 after the hour, this is the DJV overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. The charts for the week of December 13th to the 17th. Yes, we will produce this program as we always do, 52 weeks a year. Next weekend, it'll be whatever the stories are, and the year end after that. Can you imagine? We're talking about the end of the year. We're beyond the middle of December. The end of the year 2021, people say, God bless, good riddance.
Remember when everyone thought 2021 was going to be like the best year ever,
yeah,
because 2020 was so bad?
Yeah, yeah,
2021 ended up being at least twice as worse.
Ding, ding, ding. All right, so that's the voice of Victoria Keelan. She's here with Jay Kirshner and John Harper from WMEL commenting on the stories that Talkers has come up with. The number one issue, well, fits into number six, which is a discussion of the weather and the tornadoes and that sort of thing. Jay, you're closer to it than anybody else down in Nashville, but I want to underscore our support for the pandemic of love which is an organization that basically focuses on whatever the issues are, whatever the problems are, whatever the needs are in the here and now. So they're focusing on channeling their efforts to Kentucky. If you want to give to help out, this is a fabulous way to do it. PandemicOfLove.com. You can give on Venmo and Cash App and PayPal, I guess, right? Send
basically whatever's easiest for you to give your monetary gift, they accept it.
Yeah, right. So it's something certainly to think about along with. There's not much you can say about the devastation, what happened with people who want to continue to grind up the climate change discussion, kind of referring back to some of the social media comments that we've had about COVID. People are just tired of talking about it, listening to it being discussed. I say I can go through, I'll probably get slapped around by Michael Harrison. I look at the list of the stories every week, and because of my own impatience, I suppose, I've been doing this for a long time, and I don't like going over the same stuff over and over again. However, John, the radio people, the seasoned radio people who listen to us say, you got to play the hits. And the hits in terms of talk, that's how this whole countdown show came about. Michael and I talked. We've been doing this for decades, and the idea came about because of what Casey Kasem was doing in the 70s and 80s with the American Top 40. So if you can do it for music, why can't you do it for talk? And then you get into this whole discussion. Okay, well, I mean, I look at the stories from this year, and we go back when we do this in a couple of weeks. I'm sure that the COVID thing will be number one, and the investigation and Trump will be number two, and China will be number three. Now, somebody would say, well, you're talking out of both sides of your mouth because you love talking about China. I do, because it changes all the time, and because they're guilty of sin when it comes to almost everything that we charge them with. The Chinese government is no good, and they're doing everything they can to try to destroy our way of life and our country. And so you can find a different angle on that all the time. Not many different angles on the COVID, unfortunately. It is what it is. But because it is in the list, I don't reject talking about it here in the countdown overview, but I am going to try to stay. I think there's so many more interesting things to talk about. I am going to make an effort to stay away from it as much as possible, unless there's something earth-shattering during the course of the DJV program. All right, so having said that, I don't know, do we talk anymore about Chinese, I think actually, Victoria, would you bring us up to date on what things toward the end of the week, the government, the sort of restrictions, not only our government, but governments around the world have placed on the Chinese?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was so Thursday ended up not being a great day for the Chinese government in terms of their dealings with America. The Biden administration added China's top military medical research institute to an export blacklist in response to concerns that Beijing is using this technology like biometrics and brain control weapons in ways that the U.S. officials say is not only just a threat to our national security, but to human rights around the world. Then the Commerce Department jumped in, and they added the Academy of Military Medical Sciences, along with 11 of its research institutes, to their list, their blacklist. And so that bans the export of American technology to any one of those companies unless they specifically secure a U.S. government license, which looks like they don't have a fat chance in that one. Then the Commerce Department also added more than a dozen Chinese firms to the blacklist, citing their help in modernizing the Chinese military and also supporting Iran's weapons programs and defense industry. Then the Treasury Department piled on. They placed 8 Chinese companies on a U.S. investment blacklist. So if you're trying to invest in one of those 8 companies, you are not allowed to do that as an American citizen, and you can face very stiff penalties with the SEC if you are violating that. So now the reason they put those companies on the blacklist is because, and it sounds like it's from that show that you love, The Blacklist, but the reason they're on that list is because, once again, they cited biometric surveillance and tracking of ethnic and religious minorities in China, particularly the Uyghur Muslims in the northwestern Xinjiang region, which, you know, earlier in the week, the Biden administration went through the Marco Rubio and the bipartisan bill that was signed into law by Biden, that bans all imports from anywhere in that region. And that's bad news for Nike and a lot of other big companies. So this has been a bad week for the Chinese government. The U.S., and I'm happy about this, is really putting the squeeze on their bottom line. And more than just making threats and, you know, and kind of lobbying tariffs and stuff, this is, to me, these are meaningful and impactful actions that we're taking.
One of the things that has followed me through my career is always soliciting input from the stations that carry my various programs. And so I call on John as sort of a harbinger of what I'm doing as he listens to what I do. And nobody complains about me overcooking my point of view on the Chinese, or the Chinese government. But some people, when it comes to the inflation story, I guess I'm wondering whether we're doing a good job of getting a lot of the information. I don't expect to say you're doing a terrible job, but I also think that it's important to have a sounding board. I think we all, no matter what you do for a living, it's great to have a mentor. It's great to have somebody that you trust. I've been doing this, as I said, for a long, long time. Many people have been listening to me for decades, and I have changed a lot over the years because I think we all need to change. Got to pay attention to what's going on around you in terms of whatever your business is. And in terms of radio, this kind of a program, you got to sort of keep up with what is on the minds of not only the people that listen to you, but what's going on in the general sphere of things. So is there, anything here that we leave out that we ought to be talking about, John, from your point of view as the guy who runs a radio station?
I think, Doug, good point, and I always say make a friend of change. The various items that Jennifer, or rather Victoria, just mentioned as far as the embargoes on China and what our government is trying to do, I think more of that needs to be brought out because many Americans are under the belief that our country is doing nothing in regards to placing any type of sanctions on China. And they think that we're just trying to still do business because it's cheaper doing business with China than it is back here in the States.
It is. But to be more specific to the point of, I got clobbered by a guy in a note this week who said that I was an elitist and I was, I'm a rich guy that can buy anything. So why, I take people to task for going into Walmart and going into the dollar stores and buying all that crap that's made in China. And so I wonder whether sometimes that does sound too harsh. I'm not meaning for it to be harsh, but I am very interested in trying to get people to look around. Some, a lot of people are lazy. They just do what's easiest.
Right.
And a lot of the crap that you find on Amazon or, it's a hard, as the ladies have pointed out here on any number of occasions, it's hard to find stuff. You got to do a little work.
I mean, look, I love Target, right? I've been to Target 27 million times this holiday season, and I adore Target. But when I was on the very long line to pick up an online order, you have to go through various aisles, and I'm just standing there picking up random items, there wasn't a single thing that wasn't made in China.
Yeah.
And that's really, and if you think about how much, I know that, Doug, you want to kind of wave a wand and erase everything made in China, but you would literally not have anything on the shelves in most of these stores.
No, what I want is to bring the business. I want the government to be smart enough or honest enough to incentivize bringing businesses back here through their tax policy. And I want people to be more conscious of what they actually are buying because what they're buying is not good for our country. It's not good for them. It's not good for you. It's not good for any of us to be this dependent.
Too, in many cases.
Yeah, right. I also thought it was interesting the Senate confirmed Nicholas Burns to be the ambassador to China. He's a Harvard prof. He was the ambassador to NATO. It's kind of a complex situation, obviously, that he's finding himself in, but I don't know why Marco Rubio tried to hold up his...
Marco Rubio only held him up because he wanted to get his bill passed about banning the exports imports from Xinjiang, so now he went through with it and said it was fine, yeah.
He said in his confirmation hearing that China is not all-powerful. The U.S. retains substantial advantages over China. Most notably, its alliances. And that's interesting because that points out something else. One of the items this week on the countdown, number 9, actually, the China-Russia relationship, as they announced this week with Iran, that they want to do everything they can to clobber America. And they've used different language, but basically they're forming an alliance because the Americans are pushing back on the situation with Ukraine and the Russians, and that's basically all Putin. And then she's trying to do the stuff with the Uyghurs and Taiwan, and we're pushing back. And so is the rest of the world, pretty much, or anybody's got any influence. And so, you know, they don't like it. And we don't like what they're doing. And so where does it ever get resolved, I guess, is the question. I always like to have resolve to some of these things, and I don't see it at the moment, anyway. So, all right.
It's going to have to come to a head, right, at some point.
Right. All right, so number one, I suppose I can attach the social policy $2.2 trillion bill, which is stalled because Joe Manchin, as we speculated on the DJV show, is running for president. I think he is, frankly. So what do we got about 60 seconds. What do we think about that, ladies and gentlemen? Nothing.
John, what are your thoughts? Do you think he'll run?
I think there's a very good chance of it. Absolutely. That's what I'm hearing down here in Florida. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Well, he's a moderate guy, and we need somebody who's moderate that stands up and doesn't let himself get pushed around. What about Jay? What do you hear down in Tennessee?
There's not too much conversation around Donald Trump happening at the moment.
No, I'm talking about Joe Manchin.
Oh, Joe Manchin. Sorry.
He's got to go back to his social media stuff. Yeah, go ahead.
I'm sorry. Say that again. I missed that.
I said, well, we were talking about that with social media, and I'm betting there are people that are still sending in things on our social media about Trump running. So I understand the distraction.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yeah, not too much about Joe Manchin at the moment either. Really, the biggest focus at the time for the South is the weather. We're still kind of recovering. And even just the recent tornado. A few weeks earlier, there was another tornado in Middle Tennessee, just a little bit west of Nashville. So it's been pretty trying down here right now.
Yep. All right. There it is. Thank you, John. John Harper from WMEL and the ladies of the DJV program, Jay Kirshner and Victoria Keelan with Doug Steffen at 10 before the hour.
There's good news for American retailers as new research reveals shoppers are shrugging off worries about inflation, supply shortages and late deliveries, and plan to spend over the holidays. The research carried out for retail customer engagement specialist Emarsys reveals what American consumers are most concerned about and their biggest shopping bugbears. Emarsys works with over 1,600 retail brands around the world and has come up with some festive tips to help retailers make the most of the peak trading period.
We've seen across the U.S. that consumers are putting more effort into holiday shopping this year, but they're lacking inspiration on what to buy. We recommend that retail and consumer product brands ensure they're offering shoppers personalized products that they know sell well together for different types of buyers, both online and in-store. For more information on how to engage first-time buyers, defecting customers, and loyal customers this holiday season, head over to emarsys.com.
The holiday shopping rush is on right now, and MyPillow has been keeping a close eye on supply chain issues. Right now, MyPillow has all products in stock with no back orders and no delayed shipping. And why is that? Well, because MyPillow products are all made right here in the United States. And this year, MyPillow is making sure Christmas is not canceled. Find everything from the legendary MyPillow to their sheets, their slippers, their robes, and now cardigan sweaters. They're all in stock, ready to ship fast. MyPillow is your one-stop shop for everything on your list. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, and in the box put DJV for deals like this one and the Giza Dream Sheets, too. Lowest price ever on premium MyPillows. Promo code DJV. Check it out at MyPillow.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes.
If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please, call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
The chips fall where they may, as it were. It's the weekly visit of Nick Miles, to which we now pay attention, and to whom we pay attention. Mr. Miles is the author and major domo of rautoexpert.com, fabulous website that helps prepare you for buying a vehicle, what to look for, how to look at the chip thing, which has become kind of ridiculous. I can't believe we've lost. Well, actually, the dealers that are smart, Nick, have been finding cars. I was talking to my friend that runs 17 Dealer Network, and actually the guy that runs a local Ford dealership who works for him at the facility this week, about what he's bringing in, where they're finding cars. They're finding stuff everywhere. They're buying cars on eBay. They're buying cars on auction. They're buying cars from private individual. I mean, they're just buying what they can find and bringing it in and cleaning it up. And they're now, instead of averaging $1,000, $1,200, $1,400 bucks a car, it's $3,000. And I'm sure you've heard that story from many of your dealer friends as well, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Little old ladies who have cars sitting in their garages who didn't think they'd ever, you know, bother selling them. They're now giving them a good market value for them and coming with trucks and picking them up and sorting them out and cleaning them up and repairing them and selling them.
It even goes to the junk market. Fewer cars are being junked. There are a lot of cars that are being stolen for parts. I'm sure you've seen that kind of stuff going on. So it really is very interesting. You know, also, because you are so broad in your knowledge, I'm going to throw this at you, and I want to know, people listening want to know what you think about Toyota charging drivers for the convenience of using their key fobs to start their cars. And apparently, from what I learned this week, they're not alone.
Yeah, no, that's true. And it's interesting now to see that car companies promising people that, you know, when they deliver them and saying, you know, well, here's a key fob, here's a real key, and we, you know, next year when the chip crisis is over, we'll give you the second key fob. But for now, you don't get the second key fob. And it just really depends on who you are. You've got to be careful with things like that. You know, if you lose the key fobs of your car, depending on the make and model is, you may end up having to take the car into, or have a car towed into the dealership, because some makes or models, you cannot get the key fob back again.
So why would you buy a car like that? Well, seriously, why would anybody be put into a corner? But basically, you're not buying what you want or getting what you want when you're paying for, you know, a lot of money for a car. I just tell them to go. I wouldn't buy the car if it was me anyway. But
right. I mean, it depends. The cheaper cars, you know, you don't have some choice. But at some point, you know, we have chip crisis problems, and you take what you can get. I mean, you don't buy a car because you only get one key fob and a real key, or you don't get the car. I mean, at some point, you have to say yes or no, and people are still saying yes because you need the car.
Well, you're looking at the number of used cars that go back to my friend again that runs a Ford dealership and what people are buying. And a guy traded in a fairly recent truck that he didn't like because it was a Chevy, and he bought a Ford, and it was the same year, same price. He just swapped.
Right.
You know, and so you see that sort of thing happening, but it really is. The good, strong dealers are doing better. And the dealers that were on the edge are going out. I've seen a friend of mine, as I said, has a lot of dealerships. He's in the negotiating stage with a couple of them right now that just can't make it. It's very interesting to look at the landscape. Okay, so we talk a lot about electric cars. You and I want to stay in our gas-guzzling big cars. Now somebody is going to build a flying car. What is it? The Jetsons, right? Didn't the Jetsons, you remember the Jetsons?
Yes.
George Jetson.
We've been promised, and we've heard stories, and we've seen the auto shows. People have these on displays. But this company called Aero Mobile have said, you know, we're going to do it. We're going to have a flying car, and we're going to have it by 2023. And they're saying they're going to open dealerships, and they're going to have a flying car again. But everybody seems to come up with it every few years and say we're going to have a flying car, but everybody still misses the point that there's this old thing we have in America called the federal government. And the federal government still require a pilot's license to have anything that flies. And everybody still misses that. And then they say, well, we're going to have a flying car. But I say, well, that's great. You can have a flying car, but you still need a pilot's license to have one that goes up in the air. So they're telling everybody we're going to have one by 2023. But I've never seen anything go up in the air in America that doesn't need a license. And so I'd love to have a flying car. It would get me to my radio or TV station much quicker to do my job. But unfortunately, I don't think.
What happens if you have a crash? So you crash into another car, then what happens? At least you're on the ground with a car that's on the ground. You're
agreed.
In the air. Then what happens?
Agreed.
No. All right, the old timers have spoken again. Nick Miles, ourautoexpert.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.